Well, Paul, congratulations, the first Durham Centurion in T20, but sadly on the wrong end of the score today.
Yeah, it was, as in terms of being a flat wicket and, a pretty small ground, strong wind as well, it was very difficult for bowlers to defend. You know, I'm delighted. Two games ago, I felt as though I was batting with a stump, and you come out and today it just really clicked, and to get the 100, it was, I don't think I would ever get a T20 100, to be honest with you. So it's, to tick that box as well, I'm delighted. But what you do in professional sport is you want to win games, and in the end, that 100's not good enough on the day. We had a fantastic innings from Clark, who took the game away from us and pretty much did the job in the canter in the end.
You've been on the receiving end here before. Tom Cole Cadmore's 127 last year for Worcestershire, so you know the sort of runs that can be scored here. At half time at 201 for two, did you think you had enough or not?
I think whenever you get up towards 200, you feel as though you're certainly in the game. But you know, with the power that they've got in their lineup of John Hastings, Whiteley coming down the order, even in guys like Leach, you know they've got serious power, and if they get going, they're going to be hard to stop. But Clark showed that, good cricket shots, and he took his chances as well. He hits 360, and so very hard to stop in terms of he's trying to get your Yorkers in. He'll then ramp, he'll reverse ramp, he'll do all these skills, and as a bowler, it puts you under pressure. But I would say that the one thing that let us down tonight was our fielding. Was we had missed opportunities there today, and I think that's. If you do take wickets early on, then you're going to put them under pressure, and we missed opportunities there.
And probably once we saw with his eye in, you don't bowl short balls down the leg side to him either, because he seemed to feast on those.
Yeah, look, it's not easy being a T20 bowler, because no matter where you bowl, you're going to be criticised and you shouldn't bowl there. And sometimes you've got to take a risk. Sometimes you've got to try to take a wicket and hope that one of those shots is going to go down the throat of a fielder. But, it was his day to day. There was one ball that we bowled and actually flicked the stumps and the bail didn't come off. we all went up for a caught behind, but it actually flicked the stumps.
Oh, so that's what the right. I saw everybody go up. But
yeah, so, that's fine margins of this game. And today it was his day.
And you remember what he was on at the time?
Well, he certainly wasn't on too many, because it was in the power play. So, yeah. Fine margins, yeah.
You were dropped on four. It was a hard chance for D'Oliveira, but it went to his hand. He nearly had it.
Yeah, exactly. That's that's T20. I was wanting to go out there today and be pretty positive, and I'm delighted the way that I struck the ball today. To come up against some decent bowlers, and I've always enjoyed playing here at Worcester. I don't know.
Sense you on your birthday in a championship match here 2 or 3 years ago.
Sometimes you turn up at grounds and it feels a bit like home. And I started my career here with England under 15s, I think it was, in trials. And I remember having an important game just to get picked up for the north of England. And you come back to these places and you still remember those days, even though it was about feels like 30 years ago. So I feel comfortable here. I'll enjoy the wicket here, and just a shame we didn't get over the line.
Do you know how many teams were left to get their first century in T20 when you got yours today?
No, I didn't even realise I was
Durham were the last one.
Oh, really? So okay.
Well. Vessels with his 110 for Notts a couple of weeks ago. They were the other side who hadn't managed it. And it's the 152nd T20 match for Durham before you've managed to get a centurion on the board. So, unfortunately, it's taken a bit of the gloss off that you've lost it. But it beats your previous records. I think your highest score for Durham was 62 against Worcestershire. And can you remember what your all-time T20 top score was?
I think it was something like 80 maybe for England. I'm not sure. You might have to tell us.
79 against the West Indies in June 2007.
Well, you've got to round it up to 80, yeah. Don't you? Yeah, 79. But look, I've throughout my career I've batted middle order, and number five, number six, I've been given the opportunity to bat three for Durham now, and hopefully I can get big scores like that. But I have to admit, going through the 90s, I was kind of thinking I'll probably not get another chance to do this, so let's make sure I get that three figures and hopefully get a big enough score for us to win.